Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Mark, how are you?
What up, Stink?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
Doing great. I mean, we're looking forward to what should be just an excellent weekend of football coming up on Saturday and Sunday. Let me start with some of the coaching carousel stuff, though. Obviously, the Cowboys kind of the latest to enter the fray. What's the right type of guy to take that job? Obviously, that job comes with a lot of different stuff. Like, what's the right person for that job?
Well, who's gonna be respected in the locker room? Ultimately, nobody, right? Because you're never going to empower a head coach. If you're Jerry Jones, you'll never give anybody the power that's required. If you're not going to empower Bill Parcells to run your organization, then there's nobody that you will ever actually give power to. You will emasculate every coach there is. So for me, there's really only one guy that makes sense. Like all these young guys, and everybody gets all enamored by young guys, right? Oh, young guys connect with the locker room. Oh, young guys, they can speak to today's player. That is such a bunch of garbage.
Yes, it is.
Right? Can you communicate? Do you have respect? Do guys actually fear you? Because that's what matters. And so you're going to bring a young guy in that you're not going to empower. Players will walk all over that guy. They know ultimately if they don't like what's going on, they quit listening and they go right to Jerry Jones. So there's one guy that makes sense, Pete Carroll. Pete Carroll would have a certain level of respect simply because of what he's done, both winning a national championship and winning a Super Bowl and the years that he has spent in the league. But give me a break. Kellen Moore, you think guys are going to walk all over Kellen Moore I'm not against Kellen Moore, but against any of these young coaches, Ben Johnson, I know that it's an NFL job, so I know that there's only 32 of them, so they're all good jobs. But let's be honest. Let's be honest, man. I'm a big 80s guy. I love 80s alternative music. Psychedelic Furs were one of my favorite bands. And one of the things, a line I use in there, one of their songs all the time is, you can never win or lose if you don't run the race. I'm going to run the race, man. I want to know where I stand. And I might get my ass kicked, but at least I know I'm going to go out there and give it my all and I'll get my ass kicked. You go to Dallas, you don't get to run the race. Jerry's running it. Right. You don't get to be empowered. I'd rather coach New Orleans than I would coach the Dallas Cowboys.
What about this job out in Vegas? Because it seems like Mark Davis is letting Tom run the show. How much faith do you have in that? I know he's the greatest quarterback of all time, but Michael Jordan was the greatest basketball player of all time, and he was the worst GM probably in history. How do you think that works out there in Vegas?
Yeah, that's really interesting because I think that culture, you know, has been so bad for so long, and so that's tough. The one thing that I would say about Tom Brady is Tom Brady came from nothing. He was a 6th-round pick that they were going to cut. They kept him as the 4th overall quarterback because of his competitiveness and because of something they saw. So nothing was given to Tom Brady. And I will tell you, even Bill Belichick, one of the reasons Tom Brady left is he got tired of being just berated and needing everything else. Like that's who Belichick is. So ultimately, he's not one of those guys that was just like, I've always said, like, superstar players, superstar athletic players don't make good coaches because they don't have a sense of how hard it actually is, right, for the rest of us. I think Tom Brady has a great sense of how hard it actually is. And so I'll give him a little bit of credit on that. I just don't the Raiders are such a mess, and they've been such a mess for such a long time. I just don't know. I just don't know about changing the culture of that organization. It's going to take somebody with an unbelievably strong personality to be able to get that done.
Mark Schlereth joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can find Hellman's at your local grocery store. Add a little extra deliciousness and flavor to your game day this football season. What do you think happens with Sam Darnold this offseason?
Yeah, I mean, he was on his way to getting one of those, you know, Baker Mayfield, $100 million, three-year, $100 million deals. And that feels like, you know, that ship has sailed. Listen, I think that Sam Darnold played exceptionally well for the first, 16 weeks of the season. And unfortunately, you know, he ran into Detroit. He ran into the Rams. Now, I will say this, from a game planning standpoint, Kevin O'Connell got his ass kicked game planning wise. And so, you know, when you give up 9 sacks, it's easy to point to the O-line and say the O-line sucks, or it's easy to point to the quarterback and say, he's holding the ball too long. But the difference between those two, and remember, Kevin O'Connell worked for Sean McVay, right? So Kevin O'Connell is the understudy to Sean McVay. Sean McVay had an answer for his quarterback every single play.
Yep.
So if you're bringing 5, you're bringing 6. If we're not picked up, you're bringing 7. I've got a quick answer. Also, I've got a guy that's running a route and stopping right where somebody is blitzing, right? So whatever that vacated spot is, I've got a guy filling that vacated spot. So, like, if he was protected, then Matthew Stafford could push it down the field. If he wasn't, he had an automatic answer. I watched Sam Darnold drop back deep drops with deep routes, deep combination routes that took a while to develop and not have any answers. So, like, you give up 9 sacks, and it's easy, like I said, to point to the quarterback or to the O-line, but honestly, your coaching sucks. You give up 9 sacks, your coach sucks. Like, it's just the game plan sucks.
Yeah. Hey, the bigger game of the week, because I know we don't have a lot of time with it, but the biggest one is going on Sunday night up there in Buffalo. Obviously, you got Baltimore going up to Buffalo. Now, when they played earlier, Baltimore mud drug them. But now this game, how do you think this game plays out?
I think it's going to play out the same way. I mean,
I think so.
You watch Buffalo, man. They want to play little people
yes,
to big
do.
People on every – like, I just watched the Broncos. It made me sick going back through the coach's film because I'm like, dude, if you gave – like, in my time under Mike Shanahan, if you gave us those fronts with nickel and dime and we're in 2 tights or we're in 21 personnel, fullback, and you shut us down. Mike Shanahan would be on the sideline, 18 shades of red, like the fire marshal Bill, going, like, he would just be screaming, these mother effers think they can line up in nickel and dime and stop our running game?
Yep.
Like, the play a 2 high safety? You know, the unmitigated goal that these guys think, I mean, we would be going, it would be Katie bar the door. We'd run through you like crap through a goose. And the fact that they line up like that and think they're going to stop anybody, they line up like that against the Baltimore Ravens. The Baltimore Ravens are going to hang 40 on their ass.
Let me ask you kind of a big picture question about the other 3 games. The Rams, Commanders, and Texans, all underdogs. Which of those 3 teams do you think has the best chance?
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
To win. I think the way the Texans are playing on the defensive side of the ball, they have a chance to go to Kansas City and win that game. And, you know, protection stuff is interesting to me because Kansas City has, you know, given up more hits and more sacks on their quarterback, and they really finally kind of figured it out with Joe Thuney moving from guard to left tackle. And he's done a phenomenal job out there. And right now they're rotating in practice between him and the guy they picked up, Humphreys from the Arizona days. They picked him up off the street. But I really believe that Thuney's got to be the guy that starts there because he has played exceptionally well. But listen, what I saw from Houston, dude, they were like those bunch of ravenous dogs out there on the defensive side of the ball. They were flying around hitting people. And it's really funny. You know, we all get enamored, and I know how fans operate and the way fans see the game, right? They watch and follow the ball. But what fascinates me is, you watch even Wild Card Weekend. Show me the team that dominates the line of scrimmage. I'll show you the team that won every game.
Yep.
Houston, dominated the line of scrimmage, won the game. Philadelphia, dominated the line of scrimmage, won the game. Baltimore, dominated the line of scrimmage, won the game. Buffalo, dominated the line of scrimmage, won the game. Go through it. And so we can sit here and talk about even the Rams. Absolutely dominated the line of scrimmage on both sides, defensively. So you go through it, and we get, you know, especially come playoff time, we get so caught up in the quarterbacks, right? We get so caught up in who's the wide receiver. We get so caught up in stuff that ultimately, to me, doesn't truly decide the game. When I pick games, look, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast right now, I have picked against the spread at almost a 70% clip this year. And I just take three games a week, but my three games a week, I picked at almost a 70% clip on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Why? Because I don't get myself caught up in, oh, my God, these guys have this wide receiver. It's going to be a big day. I say, hey, man, who's going to dominate the last year? Who can't block the other team? What? And that's what I look at. And so, you know, come playoff time, man, the most physical team, that never goes in and out of style. Mm-hmm. That never. If you have the most physical team, you'll win about 80% of your games.
Mark, we appreciate it.
Stink.
Thank you.
Be good.